It's time to open a thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Indeed, this is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, college and community radio for the Kearsarge and Sunapee regions. From acetates to 78s, from wax cylinders to music being released next week, tune in to the Radio Thrift Shop for all of your melodic needs. I'm going to start the program off this week with my feature called What's in the Box, where we explore a box set out of DJ Frederick's archives. There was a series of box sets released by Time Life Records called As You Remember Them, Great Instrumentals and Other Favorites, a Connoisseur's Collection in Stereo. Now, the only edition I have of this is Volume 3. However, I am hoping to collect more of the volumes in the set. They're absolutely gorgeous with hard cardboard and a booklet that describes all of the music in the box set. And it's just stunning with photography. The writing is just top notch. It's very, very artfully put together. So the box is As You Remember Them, Volume 3, Great Instrumentals and Other Favorites, a Connoisseur's Collection in Stereo. Three records, an illustrated booklet, lots of good stuff. Going to start the program with some selections from Side 1, beginning with Burt Kaempfert and Spanish Eyes.
Thank you.
Herb Alpert with The Happening. And before that, we heard Henry Mancini with Days of Wine and Roses. We started that set off with Burt Kaempfert and Spanish Eyes. That was all from the As You Remember Them box set, Volume 3, Great Instrumentals. This is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Well, I had quite a cachet from thrift shops this week. Lots of music that I've picked up. So I'm going to do at least two or three segments of Drop the Needle this edition of the Thrift Shop. Now, Drop the Needle has a few rules. It's got to be something that I purchased in a thrift shop. It's got to be music that I have never heard before, and I've got to play at least 1 minute of it, no matter how awful it is. So, this one could be interesting. I have no idea what to expect. It's from a release called Slow Boat to China and Other Melodies of the 1940s, and it's by Bill Vlasak at the Wurlitzer Organ. And that is just about all the information that is available on this record. Let's see. What am I going to play? Pick a track, any track. Okay. There's a version of the Sons of the Pioneers' Tumbling Tumbleweeds on here. Let's try that. So without further ado, Bill Vlasak and the Wurlitzer Pipe Organ with Tumbling Tumbleweeds. Well, there's about a minute left of this. We might actually make it through it. Tumbleweeds. Wonderful, wonderful.
rest is gone. Even by dusk to dawn, isn't that the way? Everybody's got the dues and life to pay. I know nobody knows where it comes and where it goes.
Thank you. I've set for myself, so numb and I can't hold a thought. So taking a side up a dreamscape, I'm caught up. My waking life seems to dissolve. Living a game, moving pawns, and refrain from the action, the purpose I've made. And vagabond doesn't prove to be a love you would choose. Always pictured looking back in omens, I so paralyzed, a life full of chances untouched. For a heart that's got of calluses and memories of selfishness, staring at a portrait of yourself as a kid. Holding on.
Strength to care for people too. It made me stay up.
the Mona Reels with Come On Mona. Before that, Southerly with Breath of My Youth. Protest Hill, We Won't Pretend. Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone. And Bruce Springsteen cover, Streets of Philadelphia. We started that set off with an Aerosmith cover by the Bermuda Triangle and Dream On. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And yet again, we are faced with the demise of a cultural touchstone, the drive-in theater. As the movie industry moves to replace film entirely with digital screenings, many small movie theaters are struggling to find funding to replace their traditional 35mm film projectors. Digital conversion has had a particularly bad effect on drive-in movie theaters, of which there are only about 300 left in the United States. And this has been resulting in hundreds of those theaters needing to contemplate closing down by the end of the year. Now, drive-in movie theaters are one of the oldest cinema and family traditions in American history, especially in rural communities. American Honda Motor Company has launched a project to help save drive-in theaters. Project Drive-In aims to draw attention to how the transfer to digital could lead to the extinction of the drive-in movie theater. And for more information, you can check out projectdrivein.com. One drive-in movie theater owner in the project states that new equipment could cost as much as $85,000, and it could take theaters 10 to 15 years to pay off such an investment. It would be horrible to lose drive-in theaters and small independent theaters around the United States because people are crashing headlong into technology without thinking of the consequences for the rest of us. Check out projectdrivein.com. Going to do another segment of Drop the Needle. I've got this album at a thrift shop this week. It is called 18th Century Jazz by the Jack Marshall Sextet. It was released, let's see, what was the record label? High Capital Records. It includes Jack Marshall on guitar and lute, Harry Klee on flute, bass flute, and recorder, Edgar Lustgarten on cello, Milt Raskin at the harpsichord, Red Mitchell on the contrabass, and Shelly Mann on drums. Without further ado, let's drop the needle on the Jack Marshall Sextet, 18th Century Jazz. We'll be right back. Nice stuff.
Thank you.
Another track off of the 18th Century Jazz LP by the Jack Marshall Sextet. That was I Didn't Know What Time It Was. And man, that was truly a find. I am glad that I picked that up this week. Let's see, what did I play before that? Ah, yes, Al Caiola with two guitars. Richard Groove Holmes, If I Had a Hammer. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. We're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from 1900 to the present. There are going to be quite a few wonderful performances happening in the not-too-distant future. Shows here at the Flying Goose will begin this coming Thursday with Danny Kalb, followed on September 19th with Ellis Paul and Rebecca Loeb. For more information, visit flyinggoose.com. The Sunapee Community Coffee House performances begin on Friday the 13th with Mandeville and Richards, followed on September 20th by Bill Staines. For more information, visit sunapeecoffeehouse.org. Beating House Stage will begin their open mic series for the season on September 13th with Thistlewood, and on October 18th, Justin Kahn. For more information, visit meetinghousestage.com. Down in Mount Vernon, the Round Room Coffee House begins its 14th season with Gail Picard, and on October 12th, Greg Decateau. For more information, visit roundroomcoffeehouse.com. Yesterday was Cassette Store Day, the very first Cassette Store Day, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful concept, along with Record Store Day. I think we need a Bookstore Day, but no one has organized that yet. Anyways, there's a very reasonably priced cassette released by a group called Pegasus. They are from Sweden, and they play sort of jazz fusion. It's absolutely stunning. We're going to hear a lengthy track called The Kaminjol and Pulgasari. This is Pegasus from Sweden. Thank you, boys. That's going to do it for the Radio Thrift Shop, program 151. The Radio Thrift Shop is a time machine of freeform radio from 1900 to tomorrow, celebrating 78s, tapes, LPs, 45s, and even a homemade CDs, and a few endangered compact discs. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, do not get distracted by a culture in decline. Instead, create a culture in ascent.
plagio.
Thank you.